from WISP Politics in Madison. You're listening to Capital Chats.
Hello, everybody. This is Kate Morton with WISP Politics, here with a Capital Chats podcast brought to you by Spectrum. Today, I'm in the office with my colleague Adam Kulnhofer to talk about an interview he did with Dane County GOP Chair Brandon Malley. So, Adam, tell me a little bit about that conversation.
Yeah. Hi, Kate. It was a very interesting conversation. So we talked about a lot of things, primarily the presidential election on the Republican side, of course. I kind of wanted to ask him about the primary results, how things are going to shape up and going into November. And I was also curious, you know, what are his thoughts on younger Republicans in Wisconsin? Because he is a 24-year-old chair of a county Republican party, which Dane County actually has a very considerable amount of Republican voters. So his role in the party is quite important. So let's just get right into the interview. I am Adam Kulnhofer, joined today by Dane County Republican Party Chair Brandon Malley to kind of talk about how things are going in Wisconsin as far as the Republican presidential race. So welcome to the show, Brandon.
Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to have you on. So I kind of wanted to first touch on the Republican presidential primary. I know it's been a few weeks now, but I'm curious kind of what your thoughts are in terms of kind of how that shook out with a good number of voters, you know, preferring the non-Trump candidates like Haley DeSantis, you know, Chris Christie, Vivek Ramaswamy. Do you think, are those voters going to get on board with Trump going into the general election? Do you think they're trying to send a message in the primary? Or what do you make of the primary?
Well, the primary taught us some things. First, Trump has a little bit of work to do in Wisconsin. He's got to finish unifying the Republican Party, more so than in some of the other swing states. I think that in the primary, we had about 20-25% of the vote that wasn't going for Trump. Now, some of them were Democrats crossing over because they felt like the Democrat primary was even less competitive. I think we saw that in 2022, where you had 25% of people in Dane County, for example, voting against Senator Ron Johnson in the Republican primary, where throughout the rest of the state, the Republican Party was very, very unified behind Senator Johnson. So I think some of that happened this time around again, but it doesn't mean that Trump stops his outreach to Nikki Haley voters right now. And I saw an interesting interview over the weekend that helps illustrate where we are and where Trump needs to be. So I was watching New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu. He was on with George Stephanopoulos on ABC. And they were talking about, well, you've said that Trump took part in an insurrection or he encouraged it and all of these things. While I don't agree with the governor on that, Stephanopoulos just kept pressing, how can you possibly come out and endorse Trump now? How can you support him now? And his response was, well, me and 51% of Americans. Country's pretty 50-50 right now. And most people think the country's heading in the wrong direction. So you have a lot of Republicans out there that are not happy with the choice. You see it in more in Dane County than in other parts of the state. I get it. But at the end of the day, it's existential for anybody right of center. The country's really not in a good place. You see what's going on with Iran now. You see what's going on with the border. The inflation report was worse than expected. So I think you're going to see more rhinos than anticipated support Trump. Seriously, that's going to be a thing in Wisconsin. Rhinos for Trump, people that were always against the guy but feel that the country's in an existential place, they're going to get behind him, but he's got to watch his mouth just a little bit, just has to court them a little bit, and he'll do well in Wisconsin.
All right, yeah. No, that's definitely an interesting take. We actually did see, so just a note, I mean, Donald Trump has called Assembly Speaker Robin Voss a rhino, and Voss has actually endorsed Trump for presidency and kind of said similar things as far as, you know, Trump talking a lot on social media. So, but I do want to ask you, you know, you are the chair of a pretty important county Republican party in Wisconsin, the Dane County, which is, you know, majorly pretty liberal, very, very liberal, I would say, actually. But there are quite a few Republican voters here, and for your party, it is pretty important to engage those voters. So how are you going to convince them to kind of get on board with voting for Trump?
Well, we have the third largest share of Republican votes in the state. I go around the state and that number blows people away. People think that Waukesha is the center of the political universe, and they don't realize that there are Republicans anywhere outside of there. There are, but we're missing out on a big pocket of Republican votes in Dane County by virtue of not investing enough here. Not enough people hear the Republican message here, or they get demoralized. They get demoralized because they live in a place like Sun Prairie or DeForest. They live on the outskirts of Dane County. But there's just such a stigma to Dane County being such a progressive hotbed that sometimes people don't get the big picture of my vote is going to make or break a statewide election. So we've got to engage in a lot of get out the vote efforts for low propensity Republicans, Republicans that don't always turn out. It's not necessarily just about getting swing voters over or somebody from Biden to Trump in an area like Dane County that's going to be close to impossible. But getting a Republican voter off the sidelines and supporting Trump and supporting our Senate nominee, that's much more feasible. And there are tens of thousands of votes to be had in that category.
Yeah. No, that's a sizable portion of votes, considering, Biden won the last election by only 20,000 votes. So 10,000 votes from one county is definitely a significant chunk of voters. Are there any specific policy issues that you think Trump might have an issue with kind of attracting some younger voters, especially in Dane County? Is the abortion issue kind of, is that something you guys are talking about, or is that, is that a kind of a sticking point for any voters that you've been talking to?
Well, the abortion issue for younger voters, at least, it's difficult. It's difficult, I think, with that subset to paint Trump as some sort of extremist on abortion, just because Trump is not necessarily the personal reflection of family values in the conservative movement. Now, he had some very conservative policy agenda items that he got through and supported, but he's not always the personal reflection of it himself. That's why I think it's going to be a harder sticking point to him than your generic Republican. I think Trump was smart by taking the stance that he did. He took a similar stance to Senator Ron Johnson. I mean, Senator Ron Johnson made it through by this much, about one percentage point, because he was able to navigate the abortion issue in a way that we didn't see in the governor's race. He said during his debate with Mandela Barnes that this needs to go, it's down to the states, it needs to go to the voters, send it to referendum, let the voters decide. We've seen this in numerous states. It probably wouldn't shake out the way that a lot of conservatives would like. But then again, we believe in states' rights and the will of the voters at a more local level, not the federal level. So Trump took the right stance. I think that's going to play well in Wisconsin. I think that's going to allow him to focus on all of the other big issues. Because when you take abortion out of the equation, or Republicans are only down 5, 10 points on the issue, not 20, 30 points, that allows us to talk about immigration. That allows us to talk about inflation. That allows us to talk about the fact that every time the Biden administration puts out jobs numbers, they have to make an adjustment that there were 50 or 75,000 fewer jobs actually created than they said. So the big issues we win on if we neutralize abortion, I think that just going out in the community, going to the bank, talking to a Hispanic teller, or talking to someone at the grocery store, bagging the groceries, they'll tell you that the cost of living has gone up, and that's what's going to decide the election for them. Everything else is like a 30,000-foot view, right? Oh, Republicans are a threat to democracy. Republicans are going to end the republic. That goes over people's heads when they're personally struggling. So I think there's going to be resonance for Trump among some of the lower income brackets in Dane County.
I guess kind of sticking a little bit with the abortion issue, Democrats have argued that Donald Trump has said that he would prefer a national abortion ban. He's kind of also said that he liked the fact that the decision about when abortion should be legal went back to the states. Like he has said, kind of, it's kind of a little bit hard to understand exactly where he stands on the issue, especially because in the past he has backed a 20-week ban too. So how confident are you guys that Trump is, his policy on abortion is to leave that decision up to the states?
Well, Trump is not a rigid ideologue. I think that's one of the things many people like about him. And he's actually more moderate on a lot of positions than people realize when it comes down to policy. Yeah, there's some inflated rhetoric on immigration. There's some inflated rhetoric across the board, but that's rhetoric. When you look at the actual policy proposals on trade, we've seen, you know, they're more moderate. On abortion, he's going more moderate. I have confidence. He's always been for exceptions. He goes back to the Reagan position on abortion. There should be exceptions for rape, incest, and life of the mother. He's always been in favor of those. He's always wanted the issue to go back to the states. Now it is. Everything's a big negotiation to him. And that kind of offends people on both sides of the abortion issue, because you're talking about something so personal, something so sacred, talking about life. But at the end of the day, he wants to win. He does want to find some kind of common ground. I think this is it. I think this comes to a palatable position that a majority of the public supports, which is really taking it into their own hands. Voting on it yourself in your own state. South Dakota is going to do something different than California. California might have it up until the 9th month. Wisconsin might say, okay, our happy medium is 16 weeks, 20 weeks, 12 weeks. I'm not sure what that number is yet. But we're pretty 50-50 on it. So I have confidence that that's going to be the position. I also have confidence because there's just no viability for a national abortion ban getting through Congress. You need that 60-vote threshold in the Senate. There's no way that either party gets to 60 votes in the next 2, in the next 4, or in the next 6 years. So it's just not going to happen.
All right. That's definitely very interesting. So would you say, kind of going back to what you were saying when you were talking to voters, would you say economy is the number one issue for voters right now?
You know, it's kind of split. A lot of issues right now are split on age demographic lines. But when it comes to the economy, it's going to be split on financial lines. If you're more well off, got a lot of highly educated professional class people in Dane County. We're one of the more educated counties in the state. So people aren't feeling it as much in the pocketbook. They're also not feeling the crime issue. They're also not feeling that's why Dane County is a little bit of a tough county for us, to say the least. So I think where Trump is going to make gains is with the lower income brackets that will say enough is enough. We've never had a situation before in modern history where you've had an incumbent president running against the president before him, a former president that's running for a non-consecutive second term. And people have an easy comparison. And they ask themselves that age-old question, am I better off now than I was 4 years ago? Everyone in the lower income bracket is saying no. Even if they feel that Trump is not a good person, even if they feel that he had a part in January 6th, they're still saying my family was better off under him. It's a matter of whether they're going to hold their nose and vote for the guy. To me, kind of like 2016, it's going to come down to Trump being really disciplined, that closing stretch of the campaign where people say, you know what? I can vote for this. I can vote for this. In 2016, I remember after the Access Hollywood tape and he was doing damage control, he had a very disciplined last 2 weeks of the campaign. And people said, you know what? We think when he gets in, he's going to do all right by me and my family.
All right, that makes sense. I do actually kind of want to switch gears a little bit here, sticking with the federal government generally, but I saw you wrote a column about kind of in favor of keeping TikTok and saving it from being banned. And we have seen kind of a push from a little bit of both sides of the aisle to, you know, introduce this TikTok ban bill. I know members of Congress don't like it being called that, but it would effectively ban TikTok in 180 days if it does pass. So I think it's accurate to call it a TikTok ban bill. But what do you think of that bill, and what are kind of the voters in Dane County and younger Republicans, what do you guys think of the proposal to ban TikTok?
It's not going to look good on the party that has majority support for banning it. I think voters, young voters, are going to punish that political party, unfortunately. I think there are legitimate national security concerns that I share, but we need to put control of TikTok. We need American ownership of TikTok, pretty much. We should not, as a Republican party, talk about banning it, because then we become the party of banning everything. Oh, we're banning abortion. We want to ban books. We want to ban TikTok. And then it just sounds like, so we lose the public relations war. It sounds like we're the party that wants less freedom and privacy instead of more, which would go against conservative principles. So there's a way of doing it. I don't think the way that is currently being proposed is helpful. I also want to win elections. I'm tired of losing. I'm tired of leaving tools on the table when we could have had a red wave in 2022 and we didn't. When we've got the country at stake in 2024 and it's 50-50 and it shouldn't be. It should be a slam dunk. Young voters on TikTok, we need to be where young voters are, because they're voting in larger and larger numbers. Democrats have a real good turnout machine. The problem with TikTok is once you get exposed to a certain kind of content and you engage a little bit with it, it's this positive feedback loop. It just keeps going. So I want to get that feedback loop working in Republicans' favor, where they see, young voters see some Ben Shapiro style content, you know, facts don't care about your feelings, and all of the great talks that he does, fact after fact after fact. And it's a lot of real good, spicy content. People like that. They engage with it. And then you've got a conservative messaging, positive feedback loop. So we have to be engaged in the TikTok war if we want to make strides with Gen Z.
Very interesting. Awesome. Well, that's all I have time for today, but I really appreciate you coming on the show, and it was a pleasure to have you on.
Thanks for having me on.
All right, Adam, thanks for sharing that interview with us. In the meantime, if our listeners want to hear more about the presidential race in Wisconsin, they can head to our website at wispolitics.com.
That's right, Kate. But for now, I'm Adam Kelnhofer.
I'm Kate Morton.
Thanks for tuning in to Wisp Politics Capital Chats, brought to you by Spectrum.